Welcome to Composer's Favorites, a podcast by Film Scoring Tips. I am Giovanni Rotondo, and today we're gonna learn more about composer Gareth Davis' favorite things. Enjoy the show! Gareth, thank you so much for coming to the show. I'm really, really happy to have you.
Giovanni, thank you so much. It's really nice to be on the show. And thank you for all your film scoring tips. It's wonderful to have that in the world.
It is my pleasure. And right before recording, we were remembering that you, as you were starting your podcasting adventure, I was starting Film Scoring Tips. And it's very cool that we've known each other since then. And speaking of your podcasts, I went on your website to check Screenless Pod, which is your podcasting chapter. And you have more than one podcast and so many episodes. Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, so yes, going back to when we met that time and you were just starting out with your film scoring tips, fellow composer and I, Dan Watts, and myself, were starting out on making a soundtrack, and we decided it was just a good idea to collaborate. But then we thought, well, why don't we collaborate in public? And we were thinking about YouTube and video, but we realized we have great faces for radio, so maybe do it as a podcast. And we just got hooked. You know, we thought, well, to inform that journey of making a what was going to be an imagined TV drama soundtrack, we thought, well, we should get a script writer on and maybe we could figure out, you know, the peaks and troughs of a storyline, and that could inform decisions we made in the composing process. And then we thought, well, if we're getting a composer on, maybe we should get a director on and a Foley artist on, and you know, so it ended up being this wonderful series of these amazing guests who gave up their time for us, and it just went on from there. So we did series one, and series two became the journey of the orchestral score. We realized that actually looking behind the curtain and demystifying the process for people coming into the industry formed part of the feedback we were getting. People saying that's really good, you know, I now understand what that's about. So we brought on the amazing Tristan Noon. Hi, if you're listening, Tristan, who kind of lives in that world anyway as an orchestrator. And yeah, all those people from the composer, we had Sagan Akinola, all the way through to the producer at the other end. So it was the whole process, and again, these amazing guests have done some of the most phenomenal things in their careers, giving up their time.
Sounds so interesting. That's great, and I love how you did offer something new with the new season. Like you kind of changed the recipe, but still keeping the original concept. Are you already planning a concept for season three?
We are planning a concept for season three. Yes. Whether it comes to fruition, because as you know, podcasting takes a long time to produce. You have, and when you're spinning plates and you're trying to write music as well, you know, so it's it takes a long time. So we're trying to figure out a way of attracting sponsors for that season, but we're just at that stage where we have a concept, and it's an amazing. Well, you know, I don't want to blow our trumpets too much, but it is an amazing concept, and we're digging down on the educate and inform. So for people coming into the industry, we hope it'll be a really useful thing to have as a tool to go and find these things out, you know.
This sounds amazing. Please do keep Film Screen Tips in mind when you know, things proceed. We'll gladly talk about it and
for sure.
Now let's talk about some of your favorite things. The first question that I asked you was, what is your favorite book? And so you like the sci-fi fantasy genre, as I confess I do as well. So like Lord of the Rings and His Dark Materials. And then you said, I've recently been reading the new Star Wars era books.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm on the first one. So I am such a slow reader. It's unbelievable. I could just give up and start listening to audiobooks. I have done that in the past. But when I read, I really enjoy it. But I don't know whether it's because I work in audio that I find it more difficult to sit down and concentrate on a book. But yeah, Star Wars has a new era called the High Republic. And I'm sure at 48, I'm probably a little bit old for that. But, you know, you like what you like, don't you?
Never too old.
Yeah. So, I'm just getting through the first book. And it's really good. Gripped. Absolutely great.
Another thing that we have in common is love for coffee. From your answers, I can understand you like specialty coffee. And I do as well. I'm really, really, really into coffee. So I went to check your favorite brand right away. It's called Chimney Fire Coffee.
Yeah, that's a recent thing.
Is it? It's a new company.
It's a funny family connection as well, because my wife's cousin, Sam, works for them. He's really into his coffee, and he started volunteering at this place and then ended up as their relationship manager, and he's still working for them. And so I thought, oh, well, you know, I'll give it a try. And it's really good and great customer service. And there you go, Chimney Fire, a free ad for you. And a really good website, so you can just order through there and you get the odd code coming through, promo codes and stuff like that.
I must say the prices looked a little lower than the average, specialty coffee, which sometimes is a little bit too expensive. Mm. So I'll check it out and I'll say Gareth sent me.
Yeah, do.
That's a discount. And you prepare your coffee, I imagine, with your favorite kitchen tool, which is a cafetiere.
Here it is. Yeah.
Nice.
I've got a little one cup cafetiere, which is perfect for getting me going in the morning.
Yeah, and it's rather quick, right, as a method of instruction.
Absolutely.
You don't shoot video on your podcasts, but you do like taking pictures. And your favorite gear is a Nikon DSLR and a phone.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, this fascination with creativity, it doesn't, I think when you hone into being a composer, for instance, you can specialize in or get pigeonholed, whichever way you want to see it, into a genre. But I've never been someone who enjoys being, you know, contained that way. I always feel like the grass is greener and there's more to be had out there creatively. So yeah, photography has always been something that's just part of that same creative bubble. You know, I don't understand really why you have to separate everything all the time and go, well, I am a very specific version of this job and that's where I specialise. And I can see how that has its benefits, but I don't really see it that way. I think, you know, as a creative, anything should be possible, really, shouldn't it?
You're absolutely right. I love photography myself, and I find what you're saying is totally true, especially when I'm... Do you do any post-production on pictures, like using software or color? If you use those, the similarities with DAWs are striking. Like, it's really the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, very much so. Although, I went on a photography course when I got my camera, and nice. They taught much the same as they would in music production, which is if you capture the best version of what you can capture at source, then you're going to minimize the need for, you know, trying to fix it in post, so to speak.
Yes.
We recently, because the series I was working on came to an end, so we recently took a break and went to York. And I thought, right, I'm going to commit to taking black and white photography only.
Wow.
Which is, yeah. It was just a little challenge to myself. And, if you try and concentrate on framing the photo and capturing the best light at the time that you're taking it. I think nowadays, you know, with phones, it's so easy just to keep pressing the button, isn't it? You know, you take...
Right. And the quality of the picture tells the story, I think, at the end of the day. With photography, the changing moment was when I got a prime lens, which doesn't have a zoom. And at first, it was a little bit of a struggle that I couldn't frame the picture without moving. I had to walk back and forth.
You have to use your legs. Wow.
Oh, my God. Like an animal. But at the end of the day, that forced me to really watch the composition of the frame, which I didn't do before.
Yeah.
And another thing that I've learned from you is Pass the Pigs, your favorite. What's like? How do you play Pass the Pigs?
Oh, it's so ridiculous and yet so simple. So I was introduced to this game decades ago, and I was reintroduced to it a couple of years ago by my nephew. And it's basically you've got a set of tiny little model pigs, and you shake them like dice, and they land on the table, and the way they fall determines how many points you get. So if it lands on its feet, then you get a certain amount of points. If it lands on its front legs and its snout, then you get another set of points, and then you can choose to keep going. And if you get 0 points, then your score is wiped out. So it's a really simple game, but very addictive.
I don't think this household can go another day without having this. So I'm going on Amazon right now.
Oh, do it. Yeah.
My daughter will be thankful. She's starting to get into board games and we have great fun. But this sounds like super fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now for some serious favorites, your favorite virtual instrument.
Ooh, right.
Do you remember which ones you said.
So it's really tricky. I'm someone, I mean, it's very easy. We both know that when something new comes out, you go, ooh, I must have that. It must be mine. You know, this kind of shiny attitude to things. I tend to get things if I need them. So a while ago beginning of lockdown, actually, I was due to start on series 2 of Scream Street. Mm-hmm. And I needed some new strings, and Cinematic Studio strings were recommended. And especially the Cinematic Studio Solo strings. Was it Solo Studio strings? Not entirely sure. But they have been the most wonderful things to have in the toolkit, honestly. So I really like the sound of those. There's also, because Scream Street is kind of horror comedy and it gets quite weird sometimes, and there were new characters which were, I was introducing synthesizers and things like that. So, I went for Native Instruments Stray Light, which is a granular synth. You can put in your own sounds and manipulate them, and the possibilities with that are endless. There are a few on the market, but I just went for that one.
I've heard the demos and they sound amazing. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit. I usually ask my guests about their next big thing at the end of the episode, but since you mentioned Scream Street, let's talk about it now, and then I have one more favorite to ask you about.
Okay.
And a bonus segment that it's a surprise. Scream Street, you scored the first season, and now you just finished season two, right?
That's right, yeah.
And by the time this episode will be out, it's probably going to be available or on CBBC. Please tell me a little bit about the experience.
Okay, well, the experience of season two was very different to season one, in that it was kind of forced into being over lockdown. We had a production meeting 2 weeks before the first lockdown in 2020. And the problem that we had was that a lot of the 2D animated series could continue because the computers went home and people could carry on animating. But the Scream Street is a stop motion animated series, which means that they have these huge physical sets. I mean, it's such an amazing thing to experience walking around the factory sets, which meant they could carry on for a little bit and then they got sent home. And that means everything got shut down. I had two or three to work on. And that was a different kind of experience when you knew everyone was just sitting there waiting. The whole production team just waiting for me. I was the only one who could do anything, you know. So it came back kind of September, October, and we really ploughed through then. So we're only a few, we made up time and finished. Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
That sounds awesome. I'll definitely check it out with my daughter. I must say, I use her as an excuse to watch lots of animation. Your favorite mastering plugin is Isotope Ozone 9.
Mm.
I'm a fan myself. I'm actually on 8. What are your favorite features of Ozone?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not someone who... I'm not a mastering professional. As a composer, a lot of the time... some people farm it out and they say, I need someone to mix this or someone to master it. I tend to master things myself, which is why I like the Isotope suite, because they have an assistant where you can get a really good starting point. So it'll monitor what you've done. You just play it through and it'll come up with suggestions, and you can accept that or you can reject it. So the possibilities there are really, really good. Really nice user interface, I think. And generally, I think it comes out well.
I do agree. All right, now for my secret surprise segment. So when my guests are as generous as you were with plenty of favorites, when they send me so many to prepare the episode, and when they are as kind and fun as you are, I create little games that we can play together. Okay. And I change the rules every time, so there's no getting ready for it. So this time we're going to play Guess the Favorite.
Hmm.
And basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a few words from your answers, from favorites that we haven't talked about yet, and you have to remember and guess what favorite it was.
Oh, crikey.
And you're going to have 3 seconds.
Three? Oh, no. Yeah.
Okay, question number one. Something red and medium-bodied.
Telecaster guitar?
That could have been actually wine. It was your favorite wine.
That was favorite wine.
Yes.
That's how I like my wine and guitars.
Yeah, I guess you can use that on your website now. Okay, are you ready for question number two?
Okay.
On the sofa with my wife and dog at the end of the day.
Favorite place to sit?
Yes.
Yay!
Cool. Awesome. Good job. And finally, whatever's clean.
Oh, God. That sounds awful. Whatever's clean. Oh, clothes?
Yeah, clothes. Favorite t-shirt.
Favorite t-shirt.
All right, I give you a grade of 1.21 gigawatts.
Oh,
that's a very good grade.
I'll take it.
You did great. Gareth, it was such a pleasure to have you on board.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for the invite. Thanks, Giovanni.
That's our show for today. We like to make our episodes roughly the same length, therefore we sometimes edit out some of the guests' favorites. However, extended cuts of the show are available to our Patreon subscribers. Check filmscoringtips.com/content to find more about this. Thanks for joining us and see you soon.